This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Stephen Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Did you know that Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for our sins and then rose again on Easter morning, who has prepared a place for us in his Father's house that has so many rooms, also wants to reside within us? I invite you now to listen in to what the Apostle Paul has to say about that as we study Ephesians chapter 3 today. Merciful and loving God, you have overcome the power of sin and death through the death and resurrection of Jesus. We rejoice this day in the good news that our Savior lives, and we delight in the promises of the resurrection, that death is no longer the final word over us because a place is prepared for us in heaven, that our sins have been paid for, and we are forgiven in Christ Jesus, and that we will never face a day alone because the risen Christ is with us, and that you have great plans for our lives as we walk with this risen Jesus Christ dwelling in us. As we approach your throne of grace this day, loving Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Amen. Our reading for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. There is a television show that a lot of people are watching these days in our country on Sunday evenings. It's called Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. It's a feel-good, inspirational, tear-jerking hour of entertainment. What actually happens in the show is we watch a group of talented home designers renovate a family's home for free. The family that lives in that home is typically facing some sort of hardship in life, and they have asked for help. Now, the show opens inside the Extreme Makeover bus with the leader, Ty Pennington, informing his crew of designers about this week's family and their life situation. The bus arrives at the house. Ty gets out the megaphone and calls the family out into the front lawn. They are then ushered into a limousine and sent off on a week-long vacation. And then Ty and his crew go into the home and go to work, first designing some of the rooms, making up ideas for them, and then starting to tear some things down and put some things up with a large group of expert volunteers from that area. A week later, the family returns, and of course they are awestruck at the beautiful end product. They take a tour of the house, and of course there's all kinds of tears, and there's laughter and expressions of gratitude as they explore their beautiful, renovated home. According to the Bible, Jesus wants to do something like that in us, in our hearts. Jesus is in the business of doing extreme makeovers in people's lives. The risen Christ, who has prepared a place for us in his Father's house with many rooms, also desires to reside in us and make our hearts his home. He says that, for instance, in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens that door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." Or we hear Jesus say in the 14th chapter of John, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." The Apostle Paul attests to this in the book of Galatians, in chapter 2, when he writes as his testimony, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Now, in today's text, we find Paul telling these new Christians in Ephesus that he's been praying for them. And listen to what he's been praying for. He says, "I pray that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love." Did you hear that, friend? I pray that, Paul says, Christ may dwell in your hearts, that the Spirit may have a chance to work on your inner being and give you power. But then he goes on to say that Christ enters in not just to reside in the believer, but to renovate us as well. Listen to the last part of verse 17. He writes, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. He doesn't say not as you are rooting and grounding yourself in love. It's written in the passive. As you are being rooted, as you are being grounded. Christ is at work in us, he's saying, through the working of this Holy Spirit. And when he enters in, he puts up a sign in our front window which says, under construction. Isn't it interesting that one of the images that Paul uses as he describes this working of Christ in our lives is that grounded in love. It's an architectural term, that you may be built on a firm foundation of Christ's love is what he's getting at. He then goes on to say, so I pray that you have the power to comprehend what all the saints have come to know and experience, Christ's love for you. And then he goes on to describe this four-dimensional love. He says, I pray that you'll know and experience the width of his love. And there we have the picture of the outstretched arms of Jesus. No matter what I've been, I belong to him. No matter where I've been, he welcomes me home. Those outstretched arms and nail-pierced hands welcome me and hold me tightly as a child of God. He says, may you come to discover for yourself the length of his love. And there we have an image of the long arms of Jesus, the reach of his love. There is an inescapable quality to that love. There is no place we can go that the Lord is not waiting for us. And so with Paul, we can say, neither life nor death nor anything in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Paul says, may you discover that kind of love. He said, may you discover how deep his love for you is. I'm reminded of that gospel hymn, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. His love is so deep that he entered into our world on that first Christmas, and he stepped into the abyss of our sinfulness, and he gave his life as a sacrifice for our sin in order that we might receive the free gift of eternal life as we trust in him. That's how deep his love is. And then finally, Paul says, may you know the heights of his love. And I'm reminded during the season of Easter of the resurrection love of Jesus. That love which is going to raise us up all the way to heaven as we go to that place that Jesus has prepared for us. Now, why does Paul pray for them in this manner? That they may experience Christ's wide love and long love and deep love and the heights of his love. He goes on to say, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That you may be filled up with God's love, that there might be, as he later on describes in chapter 4 of this letter to the Ephesians, a sort of a spiritual growth and maturity, and you begin to look more and more like the Savior, Jesus Christ, in the way you think, in the way you act, and in the way you speak. You're filled up and brimming over with the love of God within you, and the Spirit strengthening you to do what Christ calls us to do, as we shine in this world. Paul knew that from personal experience, you see, and that's why he prayed that prayer. When Christ moves in and you start living in a personal relationship with him, he will change you in unimaginable ways. As he resides in you and renovates your inner person with his magnificent love and the working of his Holy Spirit, you soon are empowered to love in amazing ways. There are great implications for that in all of our relationships in life. When that kind of change happens in a person, a marriage can be changed. When that kind of change happens in an individual, it can change the workplace environment. When that kind of change happens in an individual, it can change a family. It can create a dynamic congregation that attracts people to Christ as they see people loving one another and caring for one another. Paul knew from personal experience that when Christ gets in and goes to work, an extreme makeover is going to happen in our heart, Christ's home. Listen to this story by author and one-time atheist Lee Strobel. In a message he gave, he says, "How can I tell you the difference God has made in my life? My daughter Allison was 5 years old when I became a follower of Jesus. And all she had known in those 5 years was a dad who was profane and angry. I remember I came home one night and kicked a hole in the living room wall, just out of anger with life. I'm ashamed to think of the times my little girl hid in her room to get away from me. 5 months after I had given my life to Jesus Christ, my little girl went to my wife and said, 'Mommy, I want God to do for me what he's done for Daddy.' At age 5, what's she saying? She never studied archaeological evidence regarding the truth of the Bible or asked those difficult questions. All she knew was her dad used to be this way, hard to live with, but more and more her dad was changing and becoming another way. And if that is what God does to people, she was saying, then sign her up. At age 5, she did give her life to Christ. People of God, my Lord has changed my family. He changed my world. And he changed my eternity." As you listen to a story like that, you might be thinking, man, I'd like to have something like that happen in me. I'd like to have an extreme makeover done in my life. How can I make that happen? Well, the truth of the matter is you cannot make that happen. Only Jesus Christ can take a person and create that kind of change. But it begins like the show that we watch on television, Extreme Makeover. It begins, they ask for help, and then they hand over the keys to the home, to the makeover crew. Likewise, Christ calls us to ask for help and then to give him access to every area of our lives. That's been referred to as the act of surrender, to give it all over to him and say to him, "Lord, you know what makes life work, and I don't. Take over my life and make it over." We sometimes have people encounter roadblocks to that happening in their lives. They ask the question, can I really trust him with my life? All of this religious stuff, I don't know if I want to get involved like that. Can I really trust this Jesus with my life? All I can say to you is, if you're asking that question, is look at the cross. Jesus is not about ruining lives. He's about saving them. He's meek and lowly and self-sacrificing, and he has your best interests at heart. And he does know what makes life work. He said, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." Other people ask, can this Jesus really make the difference? Change my life for the better? Well, listen to these final words of Paul that he wrote to those Ephesians. "Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory." Did you catch it? He is able. He has the power. And Paul says, no problem. He can take care of it. He can do far more than we can ever ask or imagine. As the little praise song goes, he is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. So to those of you listening in today, let me ask you a very personal question. Have you asked him in? Have you heard him knocking and opened the door to him? And have you handed him the keys to every area of your life? Have you said to him, "Lord, you know what makes life work so much more than I do. Come in and take over and make over my heart, your home. I want you to live in me." The Extreme Makeover show always ends with this beautiful home, lots of joy, tears of happiness, and a great deal of giving thanks. The risen Christ has come to do just that in each one of us, to lead us in that direction. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise this day that you have given us your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross as a sacrifice for our sins, that you raised him on the third day and promise all who believe that because he lives, we shall live also. We give you thanks, Lord, that we can have a personal relationship with this Savior, that he knocks on the door of our hearts and longs to enter in and do great things in our lives. If there is anyone listening in today to this program, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit, may they hear the voice of Jesus and ask him in and hand over to him the keys to every area of their life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you. May he go beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Spirit of God,
been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's gospel message helps fill your heart with the peace that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. A memorial gift or honorarium to Christian Crusaders is a meaningful way to remember a loved one on their birthday or some other occasion. Address your gift of remembrance to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We thank each of our listeners who support Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Today's program is available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Visit us online at www.christiancrusaders.org. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's service are also available. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Stephen Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders is now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.